With Talking Travel, I'm Filippo Cartoni. This week in Talking Travel, we will be visiting the city of 500 cupolas. Naples is a metropolis in the Campania region of southern Italy, an important city for Greek and Roman history founded as Neapolis, or the new city, in the 6th century BC. What to know? Even though Naples is only the third largest city in Italy, its old town center is the largest in all of Europe, covering 10 square miles that enclose 27 centuries worth of history. Ruins, historic buildings, and 448 churches and cathedrals of different architectural periods can be found in the area and scattered around the city. What to do? Considering that the very first pizzeria in the world was opened in this very city, you have no choice but to sit down and savor one for yourself at least once. Your best bet is to go simple. A pizza margherita with buffalo mozzarella will take you to heaven and back with every bite. But what if you're not a foodie? Perhaps try opera. The San Carlo Theater is one of Italy's finest opera houses, and also the world's oldest continuously active venue for public opera. What to see? Given the vast history in Naples, a visit to the National Archaeology Museum is recommended. Many of the relics within the museum have only traveled a short distance, from sites like Pompeii and Herculaneum. The Greek and Roman sections of the museum are rich, but the Egyptian will not disappoint you either. If you're in Italy to enjoy the sunlight, get lost in the historical center, as it is basically an open-air museum itself. Nature lovers can take a hike to Mount Vesuvius, one of the most well-known volcanoes in the world, and the only one that has erupted over the past century in mainland Europe. When to go? Naples has fantastic weather year-round, but the summers can get a bit intense with temperatures fluctuating between the mid-20s and 30s. Mid-seasons are more mild and less crowded with tourists, although rain is more prominent. With Talking Travel, I'm Filippo Cartoni.